Repeating a strategy that was central to his 2016 victory, President Trump's reelection campaign is spending big on Facebook ads. So far this year, Mr. Trump spent nearly $5 million on Facebook. That's more than $3 million more than any of the 23 Democrats running against him. For a closer look, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mike Schneider, partner at Bully Pulpit Interactive, a Democratic political and brand communications agency that's tracking Facebook spending by the presidential candidates. Thanks for joining us this morning. So who is Mr. Trump targeting with all of this spending?
It's really interesting what we see here, and I think important to say that because of this disclosure data from Facebook and Google, for really the first time in any election cycle, we have unprecedented insight into how candidates are positioning themselves, their policies, and how they see their path to victory. So today we see really two totally different conversations going on, in which Democrats are all sort of fighting over supporters on the left, trying to get people to join their email list, to donate to fund their campaigns, while Trump is really talking to a much broader electorate and finding messages and narratives that work with the general voter population.
Now, I'm fascinated as you dig through the ad library report, which Facebook makes available. Now, you can see the spending, and right now, over the last 30 days, Joe Biden has spent $1.1 million on Facebook ads. But you can also see the number of different ads, and the Trump Make America Great Again Committee has put up almost 18,000 ads in that same time frame. That must indicate a much more narrow casting approach to what they're doing.
A bit. And I think just honestly, some of the reporting on the quantity of ads over the last cycle has overstated the sophistication of the Trump campaign in that's really sort of a technical way to say there's a slight variation of a targeting setting or a word or two. But we do see some really interesting testing and really interesting strategy coming from the Trump campaign. Probably most notably and sort of very true to form, he's managed to create this sort of Alice in Wonderland situation where he's delivering surveys to supporters on the far right and then rebroadcasting approval ratings as high as 93% as though they're legitimate polls.
So how much further ahead is he from the other candidates when it comes to fundraising and money to spend on ads?
He's certainly further ahead, I think, in that he has a broader war chest. He doesn't have to worry about a primary election and can spend this time finding the messages that work with the general population. So even the total spend dollars sort of understate the advantage he has at the moment.
Have we learned enough since the 2016 election to know how much of this stuff is being seen by whom? In other words, one of the issues that we learned after 2016 was there were so many messages being spread around by so many people that a lot of other people never saw or knew about.
Exactly. And that's what this allows folks to do and really see which messages are being targeted to which groups. And we can see very interestingly how certain messages are being targeted to different states, different demographics, in a way that underscores the overall strategy of the campaign.
Mike, not a whole lot of time left, but one of the ad campaigns the president is running, he's encouraging people to sign an electronic birthday card for him. What is that about?
I would call that the greatest hits of the Obama 2008 campaign, but is really just a way for him to try to get people to sign up for his email list and find his strongest supporters who want to wish him a happy birthday.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Mike Schneider is a partner at Bully Pulpit Interactive. That's a political and brand communications agency representing Democratic candidates who has been tracking Facebook spending by all the presidential candidates.